see familiar faces and faces that I know here. I've had to admit that whenever I come to this pulpit, I am reminded I'm a Filipino. This is not for a Filipino pulpit. This is for an American. And you know, the mic is high. But you know, I always say, you know, the verse of the Filipinos, and lo, I am with you always. And so remember that? And so we are thankful for that at this time. This, I feel like at home here at Clayton and the fellowship, we've been thankful for the Lord for your support in the Philippines and upholding us in your prayer. And I have to say, as a report to you at this time, that God is doing great in the Philippines. That the last time I was here, we had only 3 preacher boys who already started work and pastored pioneer churches in the Philippines. Now we have 4. In fact, when I get back this year, I'm going to marry Peter, my second, my right-hand man, and he's going to start a work in the middle of the Philippines, Visayas, near where General MacArthur landed there, about in Bohol. And by God's grace, I was telling Pastor Ennis that when I get back also, we're looking forward to start a work outside the Philippines in the country of Singapore. There's a Macedonian cove there, and I had a very young friend before that I grew up in church, in my dad's church. He was able to go in Singapore and work there as a Filipino, and it's very rare that a Filipino would be able to work there and have their own home and be settled there. And he's there. He's been to some churches there in his city, but he has not found a good church. And he has been managing over some Singaporeans and some Filipinos there, and he's starting to have a burden for them that they'd be able to, but there's no good church there. They went to a church there that's a Pentecostal church. I said, I guess it's a non-denominational, teaches that you could lose your salvation and, you know, and do stuff. And so he gave him a call, and God has put it in my heart that I got back this time to be able to start a work there. And we're going to start in his home and be able to minister to the Filipinos there and Singaporeans that he has there. And that's because of God doing work there, and you have a great part there in the Philippines, the Fellowship Baptist Church. And at this point, I'm thankful for my brother be able to travel with me. Many think that he's Maron, my oldest now. He's my youngest brother. And if you would recall, he was here when my dad and my mom was here in your church when he was about 11 years old. He's not 12 years old. He's 24 now. And so you know, I'm 37. And we have a 13 years difference. And my mom and my dad, I suppose Pastor sends their regards. And they thought a lot about Fellowship Baptist Church. I'm still there preaching the Word of God, 67 years old now, and still pastoring. In fact, he just preached at our church there last night. We have 13 hours advanced to you and got to talk to them, and we are thankful for what God is doing. We have now at this point a 4-minute video, a very short glimpse of what God has done in the last 5 years since me and my family started work in Columbus City. The last time I was here, I was asking you, and we were raising some money to build a balcony for our rented building there. We're still renting it, though. God has not still answered our prayer for us to be able to buy our own property there. And many Americans are kind of surprised. It's very high there. We are praying for $300,000 just to buy the property and all the buildings there. But you would know the Philippines is just the size of Arizona. It's the Philippines. And you could imagine 90 million Filipinos, 90 million people in the state of Arizona. And that's the reason why land there is very precious. But God has been good to us, have allowed us to stay there. And we've outgrown our church. Now we've rented another building. And I thank God for our people. I teach our people. I believe in an independent, indigenous, self-sufficient church. Our church has taken on now the burden of paying for the rent. It's $500 a month. And you would know it takes for a Filipino to do that. And we just thank for God. Don't ever think that you're in recession here. I know economics is very bad, but I tell you what, the Philippines, I always say this, we don't know recession there because we're always in recession. But could you imagine, Philippines is just, God has blessed my heart. Our people has taken on, in fact, our own people, in spite of all things, and we're affected with American economy, but we have taken on also 7 nationals of missionaries that our church supports, aside from our own 4 preacher boys, that we're the only church that supports them and takes care of them, and we're about to send more. We still have 17 more preacher boys with us at this time, and the youngest is a 7-year-old boy, and I could tell you he could preach. In fact, he just preached about 2 weeks ago every Sunday night. I like Sunday night in our church. Before I preach, I got 2 of our boys come and like preach for about 5 minutes, and before I preach, and we had a great time, and all these boys have the great burden to be able to start a work and just be faithful to God. One of our preacher boys before is now a graduate of the Philippine National Police Academy. In fact, before I came in here, God has used me, and I won a 3-star general to the Lord. And that has caused I've been here. We have a police ministry going on there, but that has been opened greatly this year. The last time I was here, that three-star general had opened 386 cities and towns in our region there. And every Monday, I got independent Bible-believing local pastors there to be able to go in there. I can't go to all of those police stations, and every Monday, they got a chance for about an hour to read the Bible in what you call might call federal buildings. Before those officers get out of the street in their federal buildings, they get to read the Bible, preach to them, and God has been saving souls. And we have many officers now in our church, added to our church. We have three full colonels now in our church attending with their whole family. And it has been a tremendous, tremendous blessing. And we are thankful again for your love and for your support and for your prayer. And we'd just like to show to you the 4-minute video of the 5 years until now what God has done in the Philippines. Before I preach, I'd like to call my brother. We'd like to be a blessing and sing a song to you and at this point in time. When I was 10 years old, and you know, I'm a Baptist from head to toe, never been to any other church. And I thank God for Baptists. I believe as Baptists, we believe in the book, the blood, and the blessed hope. I know very well that's not religion that gets us to heaven. It's the Lord Jesus Christ. But I always tell people, if you want to get to heaven first class, be a Baptist. And so we're thankful for that. And we'd like to sing a song, I Believe.
I believe there's a man named Jonah who lived in the belly of the whale. I believe there's a beautiful heaven. I believe there's a burning hell. I believe that Moses led God's children all across the hot sands. And when they come to the river, God parted the waters and they walked across the dry land. I believe in the blessed hope, the book in the blood, and there is no other way. Jesus is Son of God and He's coming back someday. The Holy Spirit dwells within us, Heavenly Father is above. I believe in the blessed hope, I believe in the book in the blood. I believe that Mary's a virgin when she heard that Jesus is on His way. I believe when you look inside the manger, you will see Jesus on the hay. I believe that Jesus died, was buried, and rose again the third day. I believe that the trumpets will sound so loud, we'll all go home that day.
I believe in the blessed hope, book in the blood, and there is no other way. Jesus is Son of God, and He's coming back someday, someday. The Holy Spirit dwells within us, Heavenly Father is above. I believe in the blessed hope, I believe in the book in the blood. I believe in the Holy Book.
Yes, I believe in the Holy Ghost.
I believe in the blessed hope, I believe in the book in the blood.
Well, you would know that the Philippines is 7,107 islands, and there are just three major islands there that is inhabited. And one of the things that Philippines is because of that, we have many lighthouses. And one of the songs that we love is The Lighthouse. We'd like to sing that. This is the last song.
There's a lighthouse on a hillside that overlooks life's seas. When I'm tossed, it sends out light that I might see.
In the light that shines in darkness now, safely lead us home. it wasn't for the lighthouse, my ship would sail no more. And I thank God for the lighthouse. I owe my life to it, for Jesus is the lighthouse, and from the rocks of sin he has shone a light around me, that I might clearly see. If it wasn't for the lighthouse, where would this ship be? Everybody that lives about us says, tear that lighthouse down. The big ships don't sail this way anymore. There's no use of it standing round.
But then my mind goes back to that stormy night when just in time I saw the light. Oh, the light from that old lighthouse has safely sailed me home.
And I thank God for the lighthouse. I owe my life to it, for Jesus is the lighthouse, and from the rocks of sin he has shone the light around me, that I might clearly see. If it wasn't for the lighthouse, where will this ship be?